reason of the night that you had your declaration, I couldn't come because they were voting at the Senate.
Yes, well, I understood that evening because Muto, we had here quite a long party because Muto expected his Senate friends from there also. And they were entangled in all kind of voting, so we had a couple of scotches together here, so...
Yeah, well, I called your house, and they said you weren't there.
Oh, is that so? Oh, that's unbelievable.
I called your house, and they said you weren't there, that you were out for the evening.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I don't understand this. You know, we have had our staff have gone down to Florida, but, you know, for Christmas holidays. I am sorry about that.
Well, I got back from the capital. I went to 7 and I got back about 7:30 and I thought I'd see you, but I called you and they said you were gone for the evening.
We would have been here still. I don't understand it, how they... Because we were here till 8 o'clock.
Well, I'll be done. Well...
Well, that's some...
Well, anyway, I want you to know I'm thinking of you and I'll be staying here and I want you to push you to come see me. As soon as we get settled a little bit.
Yes, I understand. Thank you very much. We are very honored. Patricia is just here.
Well,
and that I would like to wish you and Lady Bird and your dear daughters a very Merry Christmas and a good New Year.
Let me talk to Patricia a minute.
Yes, just a minute. Patricia, come on.
Hello?
I just want to tell you that we're thinking of you. We're going to Texas for Christmas. We'll come back when we get together and want you to come down and see us.
Mm-hmm. And I hope you'll have a very nice Christmas.
Well, thank you.
And please give my love to Cousin Oriole.
I'll be there and I'll see you again.
All right, and have a nice trip.
Bye-bye.
Bye.